Liberia, the Unveiled Dictator, 20 Keen Observations and Interpretations of President Weah's Statue. Monrovia, in one of my latest articles titled The Early Signs and Symptoms of Dictatorship Under Ex-Soccer Legend George M. Weah, I outlined almost 10 signs and symptoms. As though these justifiable signs and symptoms were enough to prove me right, another vicious sign has emerged in less than a year. This time around, it is a self-glorifying statue situated in one of Liberia's largest shanty towns and mainly characterized by semblances of fascism. As a youth and student activist, I thought to unravel 20 keen observations and interpretations of President Weah's statue. The statue resembles a black fascist who often exalts himself above the nation. It unveils a newborn dictator whose foremost interest is embellished in self-gratification and massive greed. The statue is a true representation of modern slavery and suppression under a domineering presidency. It further denotes the suffering of the masses as they painfully struggle to lift up this black fascist high above themselves. The masses are wearing torn cloths while this black fascist is wearing a well-designed and expensive white linen suit. A woman is being seen lifting up this black fascist under a very strenuous circumstance, no respect for women at all. This amounts to labor abuse and human indignation. Instead of uplifting the masses from their miserable condition, the masses are uplifting him, someone they once perceived as a redeemer. This black fascist stands high above the flag, our national symbol, and even stands on it. The masses are surrounded by chains and a concrete fence as they ignorantly deify this super idol that should actually be a servant of the people. No president has had a statue in less than a year. A statue has been built for a president who has already lost the war against poverty and corruption. Weah may be the worst dictator since 1847 because he likes to be falsely adored and acclaimed. Any leader who loves himself more than the people is a pseudo-patriot and micro-nationalist. This black fascist is consolidating power on the back and sweat of an ignorant, illiterate, and unemployed population that is deeply intoned to sycophancy, cowardice and bootlicking. The stars that should actually shine above slash across the nation are below the feet of the president as the masses prostrate in uncertainty and misery. I have not seen a statue of any president where the people are struggling to lift that president high in the sky while they remain down on the ground. Even Tolbert does not have a statue with all of what he did for Liberia in a relatively short period. While $16 billion and $25 million US cannot be accounted for under this black fascist, a statue has been built for a president who is more interested in celebrating food aid and constructing giant-sized private estates. This is only intended to deceive the international community and Liberians in the diaspora. The statue represents an all-powerful idol who lacks the vision to improve the livelihood of the ordinary people and guarantee human dignity and the rule of law. His predominant interest is to endlessly be worshipped while the people are relegated to nothingness. Though the model of the NPP, one of the ruling and collaborating parties, is above all else, the people, but this statue is in direct contrast to said motto. The statue depicts above all else, the president. Either it is Weah or no one else. Charles Taylor, who was even a rebel president, didn't have such a statue. The model of the CDC is an unarguable reflection of this statue. Behold, our time is now says it all about this statue. Truly, it is their time to steal and suppress the poor people. This statue of an African president is the ugliest and the most fearful probably Liberia, Africa and the world have ever seen. The Guinness Book of Records must take note. Country giant or country Gina? The latter would suffice in my opinion. Up to now, there is no rational justification for constructing such statue when Liberia has been named the world's poorest country under President Weah by Wall Street USA Today Journal, November 29, 2018. The statue is situated between two of Liberia's biggest slum communities, Claretown and Doe Community. Though this president hails from Clare Town, but over 98% of the inhabitants in Clare Town as well as Doe community live in acute poverty and zinc shacks. They can hardly afford a meal per day. Even safe drinking water is a nightmare. Isn't this a contradiction of this statue? Liberians should expect more statues of this black fascist. Imagine, the day a coastal highway is constructed. Isn't Survivor football team dead? What are they celebrating, if I may ask? A dead football team or a living team? The masses were actually deceived in 2017 by populist pageantry and rhetoric. The consequences thereof seem excruciating as their hope continues to fissure in obscurity and melancholy. These are just few observations and interpretations you need to know about this statue. We love this country more than we love an individual. Liberia will rise one day. Our country will come out of this nightmare and malaise. This is the hope and optimism we share in common. About the author, Martin Nkali is a youth and student activist, a columnist and an emerging economist who hails from Bong County. He currently studies economics at the University of Liberia. He is the president of the Economics Student Association and a stalwart of the Student Unification Party. He can be reached via Martin Kirkuli 1989 @yahoo.com.